publicly not seeking a tax break, is that a game changer in terms of support for the bill?
I don't know about that. The I don't know that there's any game changer here. I think what you saw was a lot of work that was completed during the summer and the study of this, and then we have been informed by the feedback from members of that commission, particularly the House, and what we've outlined to you is, in essence, the question that will be put to the voters of our state, and that is, do we expand to table games, and also will there be a sixth site in Prince George's County? So the other considerations about adjustments after the voters have their opinion heard, I mean, those are all things that kind of happen down the road. There was a lot of good input about having a commission to more effectively evaluate these sorts of things. And what we're trying to strike is that right balance to give as much predictability as we can, knowing that it will be hard to actually determine some things until the people have their say, which is what the county executive was adamant about us doing in a timely fashion so it could appear on the ballot in November.
Governor, under the measure that will go before voters, the tax rate would remain 67%. The General Assembly might take up the issue.
In essence, that would be, I mean, the tax rate would remain the same until the voters make a decision about whether or not there's a sixth site, and then there'd be the mitigation and the offset and those sorts of things that would have to happen with regard to some of the sites that would be affected by the addition of the sixth one in this I-95 corridor. The bill will be available after some finer tuning in consultation with the House and House leadership and Senate leadership shortly before the session. So, first week of August.
Legislators are saying that a special session should only be called for an emergency. Would you consider gambling an emergency?
Well, I think we had an emergency situation when we adjourned sine die without a budget, and I want to avoid that emergency and keep that from ever happening again. So the way we've been able to carry out the people's business was by having a one session that focused exclusively on resolving the budget issues, and then we anticipated doing the second one, which will now happen on August 9th. But it would have been a dire situation, John, if we had no budget when July 1st began. And that's the situation I want to put behind us. Look, none of us was on sine die when we adjourned without having accomplished a budget. That was kind of a low point in my service here. And I want to put those days behind us. I want to resolve this issue so we can move forward. The issues around this aren't terribly new. We've been deliberating them. We've been talking about them. And this allows us to create jobs, and it will allow us to realize almost immediately $100 million in revenue for our public schools, schools which we've increased funding for, even as we've cut every other aspect of our state budget. So this is about jobs. This is about maximizing the revenues from Maryland gaming. Voters in every single jurisdiction overwhelmingly supported this move for expanded gaming, and so this will now go to the ballot for some adjustments and to that original proposal that was so overwhelmingly approved. And I believe that voters, when given the opportunity, will approve this one because it is. I think this is a difficult issue for all sorts for lots of members of the House and of the Senate. I don't know that there was one particular breakthrough. We just continued to work at the table to find a way to move forward, realizing that compromise for the sake of the common good is nothing dishonorable. Look, we need to resolve this issue. We all come with different perspectives. That's what hopefully makes for a better product and a better state for the people that we serve. So, no, there was no one particular breakthrough moment. I really appreciate the diligence and the persistence and the patience that Speaker Bush brought to this challenge, as well as the Senate President and also the county executives. I might note also I've had conversations with other county executives as well, including Ike Leggett, who's been very very helpful in helping us find a path forward here, as well as County Executive Kamenetz and County Executive Ullman. So, look, we will have more for you folks. We appreciate you being here today. August 9th is the date. And again, Mr. Speaker and Mr. President, thank you very, very much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Donna.
Thank you
for your
leadership. Thank you.
Thanks for
doing
that.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.